This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Commentator Nan Graham says her mama said no one in her family could play a musical instrument or do math. Sadly, it was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Words of wisdom learned at our mother's knee or our father's. Inevitably, we pass them on to our children and their children. What were yours? My daughter Molly recently told me the most important thing I ever taught her was, there are more ways than one to skin a cat. It was something I learned from Mama in my preschool days. My daughter has found this invaluable when confronting a tough question or problem, working through her options, and no matter what, there are always options. I had no clue this was memorable, much less profound. My mama was always cryptic with her adages. Never send one wild goose after another, she would say when someone was missing in the store or had disappeared in the neighbor's yard. The deal was, you had to stay put. The missee would eventually return to the missor, was her theory. I do not rank this high in my mama always told me list. I like mama's mini lecture on my spendthrift tendencies. I don't care if that dollar is burning a hole in your pocket, save it. You may be as poor as Job's turkey someday. I knew that the biblical, long-suffering Job lost his shirt, plus every other stitch he owned, when hard times plagued him. But I never recall a scriptural reference about any of his poultry being penniless. And why would a turkey give a happy damn if his bank account were wiped out? On sewing, which Mama seldom did, she could give you explicit directions on how it should be done. When you hem that skirt, you cannot fold the material under four times like that and hem it, she would say, eyeing the 5-inch deep and 1/2-inch thick skirt bottom that was going to be my hem. It will never hang evenly. You will look as if you are smuggling rifles. She was right, of course, about it looking ridiculous, but I always wondered that anyone would suspect a teenager of such nefarious activity as crossing some national border. On shoes. Forget about not wearing white after Labor Day. Avoid wearing white shoes altogether. They make your feet look like gunboats, no matter what your shoe size. Note the military tone of these admonitions. Smuggling rifles, gunboat feet. Remember, it was the 50s, so World War II was only a decade past. You should not only avoid evil, but also avoid the appearance of evil. This proclamation was always delivered at breakfast, the morning after I had sat in the car in front of our house, talking until the wee hours of the night before. Flashing porch lights can only be ignored so long. I was a Tuscaloosa girl. Only Birmingham girls had the reputation for being fast. But Mama was right. All politicians should have this advice tattooed backwards on their forehead so they could ponder the admonition every time they looked in a mirror. Think Clinton, Wiener, Weinstein. The scandal rate might have plummeted if this precaution were taken more seriously. Mama's advice could have changed history.
WHQR and commentator Nan Graham hope your Mother's Day will be memorable. WHQR commentaries do not necessarily reflect the views of WHQR Public Media, its editorial board, or its members.